please.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area. Am I speaking with Anthony?
Correct.
Hey, pleasure to meet you, sir. All right. So, Anthony, I had Ollie send over some information to catch me up to speed in the call a little bit here. I guess if I'm reading this correctly, you had a business there, kind of renamed it, and started over again a little bit like 3 years ago. Is that right?
American Evergreen really never was formal. It was an idea that we kind of started, and then we changed it, and then went ahead with Evergreen Tree Farm formally.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, perfect. Hey, it's always a work in progress, right? Especially when running your own company and things like that. You know, you want to make sure you learn from every experience you can get, right? So I'm glad you're finding your way.
It was a takeoff amongst the few companies that we have. And we first started as an advertising thing, and then we decided to change the name and because we couldn't actually get that name. That name was we weren't able to trademark that name.
Oh, interesting. Okay, got it. So the company that is now, though, it is still the Evergreen Tree Farm. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, all right, awesome. So, Anthony, when I'm looking at this here in the notes, it shows that you're primarily working with or trying to target more of the residential work within pretty much the, you know, local areas, like 10 to 20 mile radius. Is that right?
Yeah, we're really a lot. I mean, you know, I've spent 40 years doing work in a 2 mile radius, to be honest.
Okay. Well, I mean, of course, within your service radius, as far as what we're trying to do is make sure that you're constantly being found easily and conveniently through the customers without, for one, if they know your business name, we've got to make sure you're being found, as number one. But if they don't know your business name and they're a new customer, we want to make sure that those are easily finding you as well, too. So if they type in any of your key services that you provide, as long as you're servicing those areas, we want to make sure you're not missing that opportunity. Those calls will come directly to you. They don't go through us. They don't go through anybody, no third party or anything of that nature either. Okay. So have you used any type of services like this before?
I have.
Okay.
I have.
Did it not work? Yeah.
And I've had even ads through Google Direct. Mm-hmm. And really not too pleased with the outcome.
Gotcha. You know, and it's crazy when I hear this because, you know, a lot of times when I hear about business owners trying to do it, talk directly to Google, for one, try getting a hold of somebody through Google. It is difficult as anything. And then two, if you're trying to get everything performance like that, they only allow actually a pay-per-click type of per se for you. Being a premier partner of Google, we've been doing this for our 19th year now, and we're good at what we do. We have many options to go ahead and decide for that. So what we have available for you is not a pay-per-click or pay-per-lead, pay-per-call, nothing like that. It's a flat rate. It's month-to-month, no contracts. And we want to make sure you're not missing opportunities. So we bundle services together like getting you up on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing. It's because some customers may look on other directories. We want to make sure that you're still there to be found and capture those customers at that exact moment. Okay. Now, being a premier partner, we also make sure to follow strict policies. So one of those strict policies is that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do within your service radius. Okay, so that's a very strict policy we take very seriously here. So once you join with our family, every single month, we give you our undivided attention to make sure you get the max results that you're looking for and earn your business because you choose to be with us because we're pretty much doing our job, right? That's how we like it. Now, Anthony, as far as your pricing on this, I mean, Ollie, she put in a really nice rate for you. For your services, in all those areas, you'll have a lot more that comes along with this package, but I wanted to make sure I go over the pricing here with you. It is month-to-month at only $249 a month, okay? Everything is all included already. There's no extra fees, no cancellation fees, setups, or anything of that nature, okay? Based off of pricing so far, though, Anthony, is that something that fits in the right ballpark for you?
Yeah, it's usually not about the number. It's about the performance.
I love to hear that.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've been in business 40 years.
Yes, sir.
I've done a lot of things. I've heard, you know, 100 of you guys, to be honest with you. And my online presence, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I've been very fortunate to not need to advertise in my career.
Mm-hmm.
But I changed some things around a few years ago, which had to do with health and, you know, people in my business, which have changed. And I've changed directions. I'm slowing down. I'm changing the direction of my business. So that's pretty much why I'm entertaining you, this phone call, because I find myself not as busy as I usually am. I've spent 40 years not even returning phone calls because I always had too much work.
Wow. Yeah.
But I will say though, when I did dabble in these types of things,
mm-hmm.
they pretty much 100% panned out to be not worth the money. Meaning I got very little quality from it and sometimes spent very good money for it and got nothing out of it.
Okay. Well, that's first off, thank you for being transparent with me. That's all I ask for, to be honest with you. So this company that I'm here with, Local Splash, these guys really do care about you guys, really. We are a performance-based type of company. So being month-to-month, every single month, we work our butts off. I'm not going to lie. It takes a village of us to make sure to keep communication with you, keep everything up to date for you. I mean, there's going to be a team that's available for you Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. just to do that for you as well. All right. It's not just about getting you calls. That's not the whole concept here. It's about getting quality calls. I think that's very much a whole nother gameplay right there, just because, you know, if you get a call that's out of from Timbuktu asking for services you don't provide, then it's just a waste of time. Time is money. So we don't want that. We want to make sure that you have the quality calls that you want to spend your time with. The reason I'm bringing this up is because, Anthony, we bundled also another service here, and this is, again, with your package. It's not additional cost here, with social media. And so we want to make sure that, you're not missing opportunities. Do you do or have thought about doing any type of social media for your business?
I don't do much. I mean, I have a Facebook listing, you call that, but that's about it. I don't really do a whole lot.
And that's all right. That's right. Yeah. Well, this is going to be beneficial for you in that sense, especially for Facebook. Believe it or not, Facebook in local areas bring magic. they have more conversion rates than Google ads, believe it or not. And so because we're partnered with both Meta, well, Facebook, and Google, we're able to bundle the service. So if a customer looks up any of your services and they find your company on the Google, right, or these directories, let's say they don't call you. If they go on their Facebook after that, we use target marketing ads to pop up on their feed to help remind them. Say, hey, listen, you were looking for these services nearby. Anthony is the guy to call. Click here. They click on that ad, calls you directly as well. So it's no longer like back in the day where it's like, oh, I got to buy a billboard. I got to buy a spot on the radio. I got to hire a guy to go ahead and hand out my business cards and flyers in the shopping malls. Those things worked back then because we knew where the customers were going to be. There wasn't so much electronics, right? Now it's more of like it's the same thing, but the only difference is they're always on their phone. They're always on a tablet, always on a computer these days. And so wherever they're searching, wherever they're at, we want to make sure that when they're looking for your services, that they find you. So that's what the whole concept is now. And that's what we can provide for you. So again, Anthony, I mean, as far as your pricing, yeah, I agree. A lot of times I talk to business owners like, I want to make sure the cheapest. We're not the cheapest around. I'm going to tell you that right now. But we are results driven. And the reason why we say that is because we want to make sure you're getting a return on your investment. Because if not, you could leave at any time. And that just wasted more time and money on our end over here than anything. So that's why I can say confidently, hey, listen, we can really help you out here. I'm looking at your online presence right now. I do see that you have been, I believe, if I'm looking at the right one here, so there is a few other companies in New Jersey. Is there Evergreen Farm? Do you have a spot in Four Base Lane in Lebanon, New Jersey?
Yeah, no. So those companies are more, there's a couple different ones. We are Evergreen Tree Farm LLC. And we are protected by the state. So there is an evergreen farm. That is actually a Christmas tree farm. We're a nursery / plant install service.
Right, right. That's what I was asking. I was like, I don't know if you're doing extra services I don't know about.
We specialize in screen planting. So with that business name, I have, which sometimes I think is more important to focus on than the actual business name, is a privacyplanting.com is another entity of that same business. And that's probably more important to market than actually Evergreen Tree Farm.
You said it was privacy. What was that again?
Privacyplantings.com.
Okay, let me take a look at this here. Because this is something we could really help out with. Yeah.
If you type that in, it'll forward you to the Evergreen Tree Farm website.
I see it. Yep. Right to it. I don't know if this is a real work picture here, but it looks just beautiful. Sorry, I have to say that. Okay. So here's the thing. You can have the best website in the world. It don't matter. What matters the most is that people are finding that website. With having Google on here, once you're on Google, that's it. You know, the difference is making sure that the traffic is finding that, right? So that's important. Even if it's a repeat customer or even a referral. If someone said, hey, John, give Anthony a call. This guy is amazing. His work is beautiful. Make sure you look them up. Where do you think I'm going to look first? Let's Google them, right? This is the new age thing.
Yeah, sure.
So that's what we do is right at that time, at that moment, hey, maybe I don't remember your name. Maybe I won't remember your business name. What do you think I'm going to type in? Those keywords. So you knowing the business very well in this, we could work collaboratively with you and say, hey, listen, what's some extra services that or lingo that a customer might type in on Google? We'll add those in. It's not like you're married to these keywords. You could change them out at any time too. You see what I mean? So changing by the year, people might want to work on different types of work on their yard, you know, things like that as well too. So that's what we can help with. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, you know, what's the difference in the exposure that you're claiming to give me versus going, let's say, with Google Ads?
Sure. So we do have Google Ads as well. Now, it's completely up to your business and how you want to be presented. Google Ads, if I looked up a keyword here and I find your company.
Let me just start and tell you that.
Yeah.
As far as that goes, Google Ads, I have not done Google Ads with this company, but I've done Google Ads because we are, 40 years, we are a high-end landscape construction company.
Okay.
So this is a different entity, and we have advertised in Google Ads with that other company in the recent, and very, very disappointed. It's pretty expensive. And, when somebody says, oh, you got, you know, whatever, you know, 400 clicks and you don't get a phone call.
Right.
You know, to me, bullshit, you know.
I agree.
I find that hard to believe. And, you know, whatever it is, whatever. But to me, that makes no sense. So, you know, that's something I'm very negative on. I actually shut all my accounts off and just pretty much probably will not go there again.
Yeah. Honestly, sir, I hope I earned your trust when I say this. This is what I was going to say as well. I didn't bring this package up for you because I, just by looking at your company and how far out and things like that, I wouldn't suggest it. It is more expensive on the higher end of the pricing there, but it just feels like you may not really need that much on that. As far as Google Ads, this is my personal opinion. If I see an ad, I breeze through it. You know, if I'm going to Google, I go right to that local map section anyway, right? So why pay for something that, you know, it isn't really neat, you know. So we want to make sure it's looking organically for one. So we want to make sure you're definitely in that organic spot, like on the map section, right? Directories, of course, we want to make sure you're everywhere. You're being shown at all places. But Google Ads, that package is $4.49 month to month, and it's a pay-per-click type of deal. I really don't think that that's something you were looking for, so that's why I didn't really even bring that up, and I'm glad I didn't.
It just doesn't seem to work.
Right, and
again, you know, I'm I'm yeah. doing it. You know what? I'm 40 years in business. So I want to get my foot in the door. That's it. I feel
exactly.
very confident about my product, about what I bring to the table versus other people. I think there's a lot of people out there that don't really have a lot of skill, don't really have a lot of talent, don't know how to get things done. And so I'm just looking for leads, you know, because
yes, sir.
I get leads. I do very well with leads. But with that Google Ads, no leads.
There's nothing coming through. Yeah. And that, again, nothing. It could be because it's just an ad, you know, like that. It just seems like it's, you know, out there. With this, you're going to be organic, so you will be listed there, easily defined, convenient for the customer, right? It's all about convenience these days. But a lot of people in the area are using the Facebook. So if we're having an ad to pop up on their feed to help remind them, it's not an ad that's just going to anybody. We're not shooting in the dark. It's actually an ad going to those customers that are actually in your areas that you want to service to and actually looking for your services. So it's not like, oh, it's a regular ad out of nowhere. Like a Google ad, it's more of target marketing ads, and that's the difference behind that service on there. And you'll be saving more money, to be honest, $200
so
to be exact.
Where and how do you get me in, you know, a space on that page that makes me preferred over somebody else?
Great question. So very first thing is, with us, we only work with one company. So it's limited and exclusive, right? Once you join the family, we close it out, right? How we get you there is through traffic and also reviews. You've been doing this business for a while. I'm looking at your work, and I'm a very honest guy. Like, I love your work. I've done landscaping with my father a lot, and I can learn to appreciate it, especially with the stonework and masonry. So, now, here's the thing. When it comes to getting you on the first page with the traffic, that's what we specialize in. For you, you're going to get those reviews easily. It's going to come to you. I'm not worried about that, but the traffic, that's where we're going to help you with. By having customers click on your website, click on those keywords to find you, going through the social media, finding you, that's what's going to build your ranking to the first page. It's not like you pay money and you get there. Okay, if anyone's telling you that, they're lying to you. Not how Google works. Okay, if you look right now, and you see a bunch of companies popping up on that Google map there, more than likely, if you check again in a couple of minutes or a half hour, you'll see some people rotating a little bit. And not by much, but sometimes a lot, sometimes a little. The reason for that is because it's at that moment people are clicking, finding their website or clicking on those keywords for them. So that's what we specialize in, is making sure that they're finding you, right? There's a lot of other companies out there that try to claim to do what we do, but they're not premier partners, and that makes a huge difference. Because let's say, Anthony, magically they get you on the first page. First off, it'll take 6-9 months, I've even heard. With us, getting on the first page of Google takes up to 30 to 45 days on our average for customers that don't have any web presence at all. Okay? So I'm sure we can help you with this. But two, let's say they did get you there. All of a sudden, month or two comes by, you're like, hey, listen, I'm not on the first page, I'm on the fifth page, what's going on? My calls, they're not as heavy as before. What's happening? It's because they can constantly work with other businesses that do what you do. At that point, they're spreading leads. They're working with their competitors. It's not going to be a win-win situation for anybody. With us, again, it's just us and you, and that's it. And for the life of you being with us, we make sure to get you the results you're looking for. So you're not going to rotate.
Oh, but still,
the policy
it's still me. It's still me against everybody else in that space.
Right, but it's targeting, right? So in your area, I'm pulling up right now. I just had it up. Where is it? I just closed. I'm so sorry. Let me pop it back up again here. So if you would say the most profitable service that brings you the most profits, what would that service be?
Planting screen hedges in our privacy planting operations. That's why we do that.
Hedges. Okay. And then what area would you like to hit heavy with? Because I know you want to stay local. But...
Yeah, well, that's where the money is. You know, we are in a pretty affluent area. I've worked here forever, and that's where those hits are best.
Okay.
There are other around that are like that, but, you know, and I don't mind hitting them, but it's tough to do that because it's more of a section here, a section there. But, you know, northern Bergen County, I'm going to say northwest Bergen County is probably where we do our most work and always have.
Okay. So when I'm typing this in right now, the companies that are popping up, there's only a few companies. Ramapo, I can't, that's a tongue twister for me. Ramapo Tree and Shrub Care LLC, have you heard of these guys?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Site One Landscape Supply. Those are the only two.
Right, so what,
that
you are
strong.
What are you typing in?
In the area for sure. Mawa? Yeah, planting screen hedges. Yep. That's it.
Yeah, see, I think the problem, too, is that that's an oddball item where people usually look up, you know, landscapers, you know?
Well, yeah, so that's the thing. So if I go in landscapers, right, near me, I'll just put it like that, okay? Pow. Now you're going to get quite a few more. But even still, I'm going to look at your competition. Leaf Out Landscaping LLC. Yeah, still, Site One Landscape Supply. Seems like Landscape Supply is popping up mostly on a lot of different things. They have 40 reviews, but they have 4.2 star reviews on there. And so that's your big competition, if anything.
That's a big supply house. I mean, they're not my competition. I buy from them.
Beautiful. So even better, right? So that's the supply place. It's not doing the actual work, right? So that's the only one I would say is, I'm just kind of pointing out, of, you know, I'm being transparent with you. If I was to say...
You see Signature Landscape in there?
Signature Landscape Services, Inc. is in here. Yep. 4.3 star ratings.
That's
all right. This guy only got 8 reviews on here. Okay, let's take a look at a few things here.
You know, I got to be honest with you, I'll be totally straight, that I never really did that kind of stuff because I never needed to.
Right.
You know?
And,
I jumped 6-7-figure jobs for the last 20 years, and I had one ahead of me, if not 2 or 3 ahead of me, years out, and I never answered the phone. I never did any of that kind of stuff because I never needed to. But like I said, a lot of things have changed in my business, and, you know, this other business is a totally different animal. It's very different. I think it's got a lot less competition if you are directing the wording, but the problem is when people look at planting, they just type in landscape.
Yeah. Yes, sir, I agree. And that's a huge point right there. And that's why, one of the reasons why things are probably slowing down for you on that. You know, customers are typing in specific words.
It's that we do both now. So we still do the construction, but we're still trying to get this plant thing off. But again, I'm trying to do more of the planting and less of the other.
Right.
You know, it is what it is. The planting does not give you full seasonal work, where the landscape does more season. It's not full season, but, you know, we can stay busy most of the time, where this, it's a lot. So I need more during the season months, the 8 season months, probably even more the 7 months. I need more activity on this other company than I'm getting. And it's new.
I think, honestly, it's just plain and simple. You're not on here, you know, and that's what we need.
Oh, no, that other thing's not on there at all. Like, planting or Evergreen Tree Farm is not on there at all. We do print advertising for our work, and that just sucks. I mean, it's kind of really not too good.
Okay. So, sounds like
we do some direct mailing.
Oh, direct mail. Okay. I mean, direct mail can work. You know, I did direct mail for my business as well. It's a hit and miss, you know. But everyone's on their phone. Everyone's on the computer. Everyone's on a tablet these days.
Yep.
You know,
I
think that's the only difference on that.
Everybody,
let me ask this, man. I mean, well, Anthony, I know for a fact that this can be very beneficial. Regardless, you know, we want to get you verified through Google. We want to make sure your business name is out there. Your work will precede you. It really will. I mean, you sound like a guy that's very confident in what you can do, and I can feel it. And so I'm looking at your work on your website. I think that, you know, it's just not a matter of like if or when. It's just saying, hey, we just got to do this so we can get this out there. It doesn't matter about competition in that sense, because you're going to be shining out there, and hey, customers are going to find you easier. I think it's just them not being able to find you so easily right now that's holding things back.
We do have some market advantages that we actually have a tree farm and grow trees, and we can actually be, even at sometimes, very competitive on a much higher level. So, meaning, you know, you're getting so much more experience, so much more product value for the same, if not less money than any Joe in the street.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, not usual in that scenario, but because we're local and we grow and have our own material.
Okay. So you have a lot of advantages over a lot of people now that think about it. But again, I mean, unless people are driving by or know somebody that you've done, that's done work with you, they're not going to be able to see this. You know, you have great stuff going on here, but we just got to get your name out there. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Anthony, is this something you would like to go ahead and move forward with to see, you know, how we can go ahead and do that for you?
So here we are, sitting here in December 6th or whatever we're at, and generally we don't plant pretty much of anything until next April.
Okay. And then you still want to get your name out there to go ahead and even – I mean, for this type of stuff, I don't feel like it's just going to, like, say, okay, yeah, we're open this today. I mean, sometimes it may be. But I think it also will help out and be beneficial to calendar things out, keep it organized for your customers, and know what you're working with for that month, right?
I do agree once you roll it and get it going, but is this the best time to start that? I know you're looking to make a sale. I get it.
No.
I'm just saying, you know, is this the best time to start this thing? I'm going to tell you honestly, I'm looking to do something because I've been pretty displeased with a lot of the things I've been doing. But again, you know, I'm looking for results. I'm looking for something that can put me in front of people. And I think it's got to be the privacyplantings.com. I think that is the angle, not the tree farm.
I think so too, sir. And with this, with us, we'll be able, we're flexible. So the different times of the years, then or a different time of the years, different time of the year,
I agree
up.
With about the name presence once you get going, that you just want to keep it rolling. And listen, for me, you know, we do some pretty good work. I mean, you know, for me to spend $250 a month, it's not even a thought. I don't even care about that. It's just that I want to see something from it for a change.
Yes. So I'm going to give you my straight, honest answer, Anthony. If you're asking, is this now the time to do it? And I'm going to try to come off as sincere as possible on this. If you wait later, everyone's already going to be trying to do it. So then your competition of getting up there could take longer. You may not even have a position available. And the people that do take you on to do that might be lying out of their teeth to get you, just to get a sale. With this
seems to be the norm there is where, you know, you've got lots of high sales and ideas and thoughts and promises, but basically, you know, when it comes down to actually getting out there and getting, I do believe that this angle, and again, I've been in business a long time, this privacy plantings, most people that call us from print, and here, I'm just going to go tell you a little quick thing here. People say, every landscaper can do that job. There's 1,000 landscapers right out around the corner. Every one of them can do that job. But when I advertise privacyplantings.com in print, some guy will get the ad and be like, you know, I've been thinking about doing that for 5 years. I saw your ad. And I saw your pictures of the farm, and I saw that, you know, you're just an installer. That's what you do. That's what you do every day. And that brings a different level of, you know, the job versus any Joe down the street who cuts grass and he's going to plant your trees too. No, it's different. Right. And the fact that they see it, privacy planting, that's what we do. So, hey, I got a neighbor, I got a house, I got a building, I got something I don't want to see. This is just what they do.
Yeah.
You understand where I'm going with that? It's a 100%. Niche market, the same as everything else, but it's just more targeted
towards the best margin in the business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I've made hundreds of thousands of dollars in a month planting, 25-foot trees and just killed it. Like, killed the crazy money. But those are the kind of things we're out for. But, again, it's a new company, but we just are struggling to find a way to get it out there and get, good results. And I don't care about the money. When we do an install, our average everyday install, we're making anywhere from a couple thousand bucks to, $5,000 a day.
Right. Yeah.
For me to spend $250 a month, that's trivial.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not very happy with what the marketplace has, given over the time of things I have done. So I'm pretty reserved about just saying, hey, yeah, let's do it, because I've talked to 50 of you guys.
Yeah. Well, rightfully so. And I'm going to put it this way.
It's going to be very short-lived if it doesn't work,
Of course. And that's why we keep it month-to-month to make sure you see that we are trying to earn your business every single month by getting those results. But, again, when it comes to the pricing on there, I know you mentioned it's not a big deal. To me, it is. I want to make sure that, it's my job to make sure you're getting a good package that's not complete.
I'm not going to charge me more. I'm just saying that.
No, I get it. Yeah.
It comes down to results, regardless.
Exactly. Yes. It don't matter how successful anyone is, no matter how wealthy you are, nobody likes to throw money in the trash. Nobody. I don't care. And that's what this is. We want to make sure that money is an investment that gives you a return. So that's why I'm saying, if you're asking me, John, is now the time to do this? If you want to return your investment and get it ahead of the game, so that way your name is out there ahead of other people, that way you're not fighting to make it harder, where it's like, all right, now you have to pay more money, meaning taking longer to get there. No, why make it harder on yourself? That's my honest opinion on there. Because everyone's saying, the new year.
But if you're saying to me that basically the only way to get onto the front page of Google is by reviews?
Reviews and traffic. Reviews and traffic. Traffic is built by your keywords.
So how do I get that? How do I get that at this time of year? I'm not going to get any of these, either of those.
So we get customers on the first – actually, I've seen this happen personally. I've seen it where we signed up a customer that was not in your area, obviously, but we got them up on the very top spot without any reviews. Any. That's like unheard of. Okay. So it is important for reviews to consistently stay there and things like that. I get it. But does that mean that's all and be all? No, it's not. It's all about how we target those customers in those right areas. So traffic and reviews. Those are two major things. That's it.
But again, how are you going to get traffic at this time of year with that planting idea? It's not going to happen.
So you mentioned about the planting. But you also mentioned about landscaping to keep afloat for longer times as well, too. My thing is, my plan of action behind this is this.
They're not the same. They need to be dealt with differently.
Right.
I'm going to say right now that I don't have a problem getting involved with that side of that business with you either. But right now, the tree thing, it's tough stuff. We don't plant after like this. Right now, we don't plant. We don't even, I sell shit on the side. I buy and sell as well. I don't really advertise that, but I do it locally. I do it between Facebook and things like that. But it's not my main thing. But we're not planting much of anything these days. We're doing hardscape.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to tell you this. Just because no one's buying or the time of year is not to do it does not mean people are not looking for it to plan for the future. And not just my personal experience. It's not something that happens like, oh yeah, I'm just going to buy a tree today. I mean, if it does, it's great, but
give me a scenario of 1 month out, 2 months out, 3 months out, and let's say up to 6 months of where you and I are going to some points of where we'll be.
Okay. So let's say 1 month out. Yes, sir. Let's say 1 month out, we're developing traffic because people are still going to be looking. right now, we're working with anyone else. So customers are going to be clicking and finding those keywords that we're going to use, you know, just for that specific service. And that's what's going to help you get there that much easier and quicker. Okay. And convenient for these customers. It's a better customer experience. That's what it's really about. Customers don't like to, you know, go searching crazy or anything like that. They just going to say, all right, let's just type in the most plain, simple thing. And boom, they find you. That's your traffic. Regardless of the call you're not on there, your traffic's building you up. By the time they're ready to go ahead and do things, maybe some people might even call you to go ahead and plan for the future as well.
John, can you hang on one sec?
Sure, sure.
Right, yeah. Just today? Yeah. You know what I had to fill up? Okay.
All right, go ahead, John. Sorry. I'm just on a job in the building.
I appreciate you giving me the time of day, man. All right. So, Anthony, I guess what I'm trying to say is right now is a planning phase, getting things out there, getting you verified. Google, it can be very difficult to get that on your own, and that's something we can help you out with quickly for that. So that way, people that do know your business name, they're going to find you first. That's a given. The ones that don't know who you are, that's when we're going to work on those keywords right away as well, too. Okay.
If I'm not on the Google front page or somewhere pretty, you know, pretty relevant, then I'm not going to be getting much activity through your service.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So
yes,
your sole job is to get me, you know, in front of people.
Correct. Yes, sir. That's what we do. And that's what I'm telling you here. My thing is, if I could get a suggestion to be, you know, work with one another on this, on your website, I would find a way to put maybe something for like a calendar use or something to set an appointment with you or a way to contact, not just by a phone number, but having them give their information to you. So that way you can plan ahead too.
I don't know if this is your thing as well, but my website is made up by me, and I'm like an old school dude who doesn't care about that shit. I don't like phones. I wish I never had one. It's a picture page. It's a picture page with some script in there where people can just confirm, okay, this is who they are, this is their work. As far as internet appropriate, I'm sure there's a thousand things wrong with it.
Right. Okay. All right.
As far as keywords and how they set shit up and all that, you know, again, I've heard all that stuff. It kind of goes over my head. I'm like, yeah, you know, whatever. I get it. But I don't know, is that stuff you do as well to make my website come up in searches because of, what is it, SEO or whatever? Or,
yeah.
You know, I'm not sure.
SEO,
is that part of your thing or no?
We actually do really good websites. But we have you at a promotional rate here. So how about this, Anthony? If I say, because we'll develop a –
But is that something that your company offers of making my website more internet appropriate?
Yes and no.
Website. I just want to make a website, whether it's new or the same, more in line to accept people.
I hear
you. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. 1,000%. So the answer to that question in short, yes. We'll make sure that evergreentreefarm.com is being found and we could develop a brand new website using that same domain, which is evergreentreefarm.com, and make it a very up to par. I'll put it that way. Okay. I don't want to, you know, bash on your website here. I think it's great.
No, it's
straightforward, but
I threw it together myself, but I'm the worst person in the world when I do that stuff because I don't know anything about it and I really don't care about it. It's just in my head when somebody goes on privacyplanting.com and they hit the button, it sends them to that and they see my shit. That's it. Because you know what? That's what most people want to see. They want to see my shit.
Yes, sir. No, I agree.
Now, if I'm cold calling, you're probably not going to find my website.
Right.
Unless you ask for privacyplanting.com. Again, that's what I'm at.
Yes, sir. And that's where we can
indirect
help you.
Indirect traffic to me.
That makes sense again, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I follow you.
Yeah.
So if we can go ahead, get you this website, get that up to par, make it look really strong. Website. I'm very confident behind that as well. We get websites done within the first 7 to 14 days. I've seen it done very fast. It's just how much content you want to add. Do you want to put testimonials up there, videos? We can do everything on there. Not only you'll be able to see the traffic, but we'll have, again, the team to make those modifications for you on the website as well. Okay. Again, please make sure to communicate with them. But let's say we can get this going for you. Get you up on the first page of Google. Get your local directories, even your Facebook business page with the target marketing ads and website. Again, I'm going to keep it at the $249 just to throw it in there and prove it to you. Would that be something you're ready to move forward with then?
Yes, but we're going as privacyplanting.com. That's what we're going to run it at.
Privacy Planting. Okay, so I want to make sure I change it. So privacyplanting.com.
Plantings, plural.
Okay, thank you. .com. Yeah, I'm just putting this in my notes
just
right now.
Just like this. Yeah. So when you type it in, it forwards you to Evergreen Tree Farm.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense. All right. So I have
but
that in here.
I do think the marketing of privacyplantings.com, to me, is way more powerful than Evergreen Tree Farm. I mean, Evergreen Tree Farm is just another tree farm of many. But Privacy Planting, you're catching people that have privacy issues and are looking for something.
Yes.
Which we all do.
Very true. Yeah, I was going to say, we do. We definitely do.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Anthony, you tell me. I mean, I know we could do this. I'm giving you
so
five straight answers.
And we have no commitment. It's month to month.
Correct. I even put that in writing through email and text through your invoice. I stay on the phone with you. Even after your payment, I stay on the phone with you so that way there's no playing games, you know, as far as phone tag and all that. If you have questions or concerns, hey, ask away. I'm right here with you. We'll also put in voice verification where everything is recorded as a secondary protection for you. I put the pricing in there. I even give you the phone number and everything in case you ever decide to part ways in the future. There's no cancellation fees, and we make it very convenient for you. I put that in the recording as well, too, to tell you how to do that.
And what happens if there's anything that you build for me and then we disconnect from each other? What happens to that stuff?
Google stays on Google. You'll be set on that. The only difference between having us behind your back doing that is, you know, the traffic will be less, obviously, right? But, you know, if you're still doing extremely well with it, then shoot, you might even stay up there. So it's a win-win for you no matter what.
and what is it you're doing to keep that traffic there versus the leads and the other?
Yeah, leads are people being bought. So, for example, all right, I don't like bashing other companies. I just speak facts. Let's say for like Angie's or Home Advisor, those leads are actually coming from Google. So a person will go on Google, type in, let's say, privacy plantings. And when they do that, that becomes a lead, whether they did it last month, 2 weeks ago, or a day ago. They buy that lead, and then they sell it to other companies that do exactly what you do, and they charge them all for it, regardless if they get jobs or not. Okay. Vice versa with us, we're not charging per lead, and the customers are chasing you down. You're not chasing the customers down. Okay? So
well,
it's direct.
How do you, like you said, if you and I disconnect, that mm-hmm. I will start to get less leads. Why?
Because those keywords, that's what we're highlighting to find you, right? So no longer will those keywords be, you know, clicking to come to you unless you have a ton of people that know who you are now, then that's when they're going to say, okay, great, your rankings will still keep up to par. Do you follow me on this?
Is this something you're constantly doing?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's why it's month to month. There's always competition out there. Lingo may change. Seasons may change. We want to make sure you're constantly saying that. That's what we do. So we don't want to just take your money and say, all right, thanks, bye. Like, it's not a one and done deal. Like, we keep constantly working on it so that way you're staying there all the time.
John, I need you to do something for me. I have to talk with this guy now before he leaves.
Okay.
And then I have time on my hands. I need to get off the phone for 5 minutes. This is not bullshit. This guy's leaving and I have to talk to him about something. If you want to hold, put me on hold and I'll grab you in a couple minutes, or if you want to call me back in five. I have to.
Put me on hold, man. I'm here. You know what?
Okay.
How about this? I'm going on lunch right now. Can I call you back in an hour then? Would you be available?
Yes, I will.
Even better.
I will.
All right.
I'm interested to talk to you. Call me back.
Okay. Let's do it. All right, Anthony. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.